The following podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is meant to expose, reveal, or discredit anyone because none of it is that serious. In fact, none of it is real. Any opinions, statements, or topics are purely for comedic and fictional purposes. We also encourage you to try this at home. But just know, we are trained professionals who absolutely don't give a f***. Enjoy the show.
Is the mic
That's
rolling?
What I'm saying. It's a good conversation.
Oh, yeah. No, hold up. I'm going to say what I like.
No, no. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to tell you before the camera rolls.
Fuck that.
The camera rolling?
Nah,
rolling.
Rolling.
There we go. Let's go. Are we rolling? Let's go.
Go ahead. Nah, say it. Go ahead.
Yeah. You might as well go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pop it off, coach.
Hell nah.
Why not? I'm going to let you know.
Then you're going to look at me like I'm Diddy.
I ain't doubling back if another nigga hit. After that point, I'm not.
Oh, man.
Another nigga or like a nigga
you know.
He don't matter. It don't matter.
What you
get
along
with this guy.
Hey, I'm putting it out there right now. If there's a pussy out there that somebody else hit that I used to hit.
So that means you shouldn't be doing anything either. So we just waiting on each other.
Listen, all right, see? Now you trying to back me in the corner.
Listen, man, real quick, man. I got y'all. Listen. Hold on, man. Let me get the intro pop. Clean your glasses. Get comfortable.
Right, right.
You think I'm saying? Because my sister got followed up after this motherfucker started talking.
I said, bullshit. Hey, your inner cheeks got...
My shit turned red. This motherfucker talking bullshit.
Your cheeks talking here.
Yo, that's crazy. This nigga crazy, man.
You don't want to hear the truth.
Go ahead. Y'all ready?
Do your thing.
Okay, cool. Listen, man. Hold on, man. Let me get comfortable for real, man. All right, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, listen, what it is, what it ain't, what it could be, what it's supposed to be. I am your host, Meech, and welcome to another episode of Lit Talk Podcast, episode 8. You think I'm saying? Can we clap for that, please?
Let's go.
Episode 8. You think I'm saying?
We almost made it. Almost at 10.
Almost at 10. I got the guys with me, of course. Danny G in the building.
Yup.
I got Sam. Sam is back, people.
I made it.
He's back.
You feel what I'm saying?
It was one episode.
Hey, listen,
that's
listen.
One too many.
Yeah, listen, last episode, Danny G had contact corporate, and it looked like you're not going to get paid for last episode.
Now getting deducted.
Goddamn.
Damn.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, roll. So, yeah. So, you're not going to get paid last episode, killer. So, my bad.
Was docked.
A deduction.
Yeah,
I'm
getting docked.
You're getting docked big time. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
Still in time.
No PCO? This shit crazy.
Nah, no PCO.
This black, it's just black business. We don't have this. Black business do not have PTO, my man.
Oh, man. But check this out. We have a special guest today. Actually, a beautiful guest.
Let's go.
I call her Jack of All Trades. You feel what I'm saying? Multi-talented. She also sings. She's a makeup artist. You know what I'm saying? She go by Makeup God. Not G-O-D, but G-A-W-D.
God.
You know what I'm saying? God. We got Talia in the building, people. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know what? I appreciate you coming through. Mm-hmm. You know, I had asked you to come through a while ago.
Yeah.
And we finally make it through. You know what I'm saying? Yes. We here on episode 8. And, of course, for the people, can you tell them? A little about yourself?
My name is Talia, and honestly, it's nothing I can't do. That's the best introduction.
Because tell him, hey, hold on. Because tell him, where you from?
I'm from Miami.
No, the other shit you said.
Oh, Dominica.
That's not
that other shit.
He couldn't remember. I knew it was that other shit that went.
Yes.
Multi-talented.
And the crazy part is, I really thought you was Haitian. That's the
Everybody
crazy
thinks that, but the islands are really close with culture.
So what's the language?
Patois.
So you low-key Jamaican?
No, not that patois. It's like a broken French. So it's almost like a
Creole.
Of Creole.
Oh, okay. So give us a taste.
I don't speak it.
Jesus.
My mom, I ain't never been.
I'm glad I got another yank on the show.
So wait, you was born there?
I was born here.
Oh, born here.
Yeah, Jackson.
So you never been over there?
Mm-mm, never.
Oh, okay, when are you going to take the time to go?
I don't know. There's a lot going on. They had a hurricane recently. It's a lot of renovating they doing on
the island. Oh, okay. That sounds like a very, very small island.
It's small. Population is like 13,000 people.
Jeez. 13. Yeah. Damn.
They ain't fucking enough over there.
No.
No. Bro, everybody don't skeet everywhere.
In a small island, why not?
Why not? We need some population, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Damn. That's crazy. Okay, cool. Oh, man. I never knew. 13,000 people is very small, though.
Yeah.
But, hey, so check this out, though. We want to give a shout out to Humano for providing our tequila right here. You know what I'm saying? 100% agave.
That shit is strong.
Everything natural.
Everything natural.
Everything natural.
Yeah. That's how we do it. That's how we want to keep it. You think I'm saying? Even our ladies, right?
Hey, baby, whatever make you feel good, go ahead and be my guest.
Oh, just run it.
Just run it. Whatever make you feel good.
You got to be careful, bro.
No, I appreciate the answer.
Whatever make you feel good.
Now, you know what?
Nah, nigga, don't agree with me now.
No, no, hold on. I'm not agreeing. No, I'm not agreeing, though. But speaking of natural, Talia is in the gym. Can you tell us about your challenge, your July challenge you're doing right now?
I just came up with a random challenge, 31 days of July.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work out every single day, cut out fried foods, candy, sweets, liquor, everything that's not good for me.
Candy, sweets, mm-hmm. liquor.
Chips, so you don't have that late night urge?
Shit.
I don't be up that late. You got to go to bed early. Like, healthy people, they don't stay up late.
Shit.
So what time you go to sleep?
I try to be in bed by 10-ish. 9:30, 10 o'clock.
So between that time, because you know people, normal sleep time is 8 o'clock.
It depends on the kind of day I had. If I had a long day at work and then I get home late, yeah.
So you don't go in the fridge and be like, damn, what I could eat?
Mm-mm. I make my breakfast, pack a snack, my lunch, dinner, everything.
Discipline.
I got snacks in between.
Damn, discipline. Right, I wish I can discipline myself like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I always want to eat. I don't give a fuck what time it is.
The alcohol, though.
Nah, so this is my first cup of alcohol.
Today.
No, not in a week or two.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I'm chilling.
That's good.
And I'm mixing my shit with tonic water.
Yeah.
Tonic water.
So July 4th,
I was at the house.
Okay.
I was at the house.
But hold on, but speaking about tonic water, Samson, do you know what's tonic water?
No, sir.
Okay. We knew it. I told that boy, I'm gonna see if Sam wants some tonic water with his shit.
I don't know what tonic water is. Special water?
It's sparkle water, motherfucker.
It just sparkle.
It's just the name of it.
It's just sparkle.
We knew, hey, dogs. Meat said that shit.
Hey, speaking of sparkle, one time, me and Joe Sue had one IHOP, dog. And this nigga Joe Sue, I don't know what got over him, man. This nigga asked the waitress, "Can I get sparkling water?"
On that bullshit.
At IHOP.
Niggas,
gave me some still water.
No, it was a dude. The dude was like, "You mean sparkle? Like you wanted to sparkle?"
Oh my god.
Yo, probably I'm like, this nigga asked for sparkle. He might as well. Nigga asked for sparkling water at IHOP. Never do that shit again, man.
But you'll think IHOP got shit like that, because I ain't gonna lie. If you really think about it, IHOP top. That's top of the chain.
I thought Denny was.
Nah, come on now.
What's wrong with Denny's?
IHOP, Denny's
is the last thing you go to when everything else is closed.
I felt like that about Waffle House, but lately, Waffle House, they
are. Never go to the one in Miami.
Denny's is Walmart. And IHOP is Publix.
IHOP is Target.
IHOP is Target.
IHOP is Target?
Yeah.
No.
At a breakfast?
I don't know about that.
No? So who will IHOP be?
I don't know. But it don't sit right with me, not Target.
Yeah, she shop healthy.
Yeah, I shop at Whole Foods. I'm different.
But you know, speaking about food, though, we had this early debate about Publix chicken versus Walmart chicken. And it kind of got a little bit, tense a little bit, though.
That's because motherfuckers forget where they come from. Before Publix,
Let me speak.
Let me speak. Motherfuckers forgot. hey, motherfuckers forget they ate bologna.
We ain't forget that, though. I ain't gonna hold you. We ain't forget that. It's just that, like,
I damn near did, nigga. I'm not gonna lie. How long I ate bologna? Damn near did forget.
Never forget your roots. What got you where you at today?
I ain't forget, but I ain't going back.
But Walmart ain't gotta be part of the roots, though, killer.
It don't.
My money gonna always shop while I'm on it.
This guy crazy, though.
Where he's watching.
Yeah, shit. Walmart is where I'm on it.
So, listen, it's 3-1. We all eat the Publix. This guy eat the Walmart chicken, man.
Yeah.
eat that bit down.
That shit been sitting there since 11 a.m., homie.
It's all right. And I'm still here today, goddamn.
Oh, man. Y'all are crazy. But real quick, though, So this is, again, special guest, Tilly in the building, right? Makeup artist, right? Yes. You definitely big time in that, I see. You think I'm saying? Like, who's like, the biggest, well, you could say face that you Picasso'd?
I can't even tell you off the top of my head. I've been doing makeup for 11 years.
11 years?
11 years, yeah. Damn. So it's something that I really love, I'm passionate about. When it comes to like big names, you know, the reality TV people, yeah, music people, when they come down to Miami.
Were you self-taught or you took some classes?
I was self-taught.
You were self-taught.
I went to school. I went to beauty school in 2018 for, I wanted to get my license because I was going to open up a salon. So I went to learn how to do skincare, like waxing and stuff like that, and then nails. But that's not, my love for that is not there. It's really in makeup.
Just makeup?
Was it hard to be good?
It's not. It's very repetitive. Like, even now when I teach students, like, you just got to learn by repetition.
Right.
So if you keep doing something over and over, you bound to, like, get it.
Yeah.
So do you put the shit on their face that make you take a shit? What's the shit?
Yeah, milk and magnesium.
Wait, that make you take a shit?
That what?
Yeah, it's a laxative.
Hey, listen, man, I
he talked to too many girls. Yeah. Why you know that?
So check it out. Hold up. Hold
break
up.
Break it down for us.
I was going to get down.
Go ahead and break it down. What is that?
So I dated somebody that started, she wanted to do makeup and shit like that. So before she started, she was like, oh, I need this, this, and this. So I'm like, okay, shit, I'm on board. So now I just used to watch. That's just like my mom used to do hair. Motherfucker, I could learn how to braid some motherfucking hair quick. Now I got a daughter and you're going to see all type of shit. But I sit there and learn so I know what's going on. So they put, what's the shit called?
Milk and magnesia.
Milk and magnesia.
The Philips blue bottle.
Hey, that's when your shit
put on the face.
That's when your shit baking.
Wait, so you put it on your face and
it dries like a primer because it stops you from getting oily.
And it makes you want to see.
I know something.
Speaking about oily.
Uh-oh. What happened?
You need to put some of that shit on your face.
I didn't understand the shit part.
No, so that's what we take, you know, as a laxative.
So we take it?
Yeah.
But they use it for makeup.
Okay.
That's crazy. Who thought about that, though?
Like, I don't know. Actually, it's the drag queen world. That's what they do. To keep their makeup on all night and not move.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't know that part.
Ladies, you just found something out. I mean, I didn't know.
So if you want to keep that shit from being oily.
Yeah.
I use milk and magnesia.
Just you two. We both in that shit. We are.
Cut it out, my
they
bad.
We both in that camp.
I am not oily.
Don't worry. We're going to have a bottle over there lace next time.
Ooh.
Don't put a bottle here so my dog can dry that shit up.
That's crazy.
You know, so when you go out, you can point out females with bad makeup.
Yeah.
They be look like they clowns. Dead, like a casket.
Yeah. She be bad.
You know what? I have a friend of mine's. She does makeup for the dead.
Oh, okay. I want to get into that.
Oh, really? You do?
I do.
Okay.
I want to get into that at least once, just to say I did it.
If you feel that bit, tap your hand like this. What you gonna do?
They be dead though, right? They be dead.
I realized she told me a story one time where I think the body like moved a little bit.
No.
Yeah, it moved. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's the scientific behind that, but the body had moved a little bit though. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
We believe in God though.
Yeah.
You think I'm saying? And we got the deacon in the back. Shout out to Josu.
The deacon
in the back. You
really lay hands, what?
So real quick, when it comes out to the whole makeup, do you press females or I don't know if males come to you too? Do you press them about, hey, having a nice makeup, I mean, not makeup.
Skin
routine and stuff like that?
It all starts with the skin first. What you eat, what you drink. All that stuff comes out through your pores and it shows up on your skin. Amen. So all the acne and like pimples and just discoloration, all that could be prevented by how you eat and take care of your skin.
When they have oily skin, what you tell them to do?
Oily skin is actually a good thing because they say in the long run, you look younger. When you have dry skin, you age faster when you got dry skin. I have dry skin. So I don't really tell them nothing. Just a little maintenance for their makeup.
So you don't have no advice for Sam when his shit get oily?
That's good. It's good. It's good.
Was hating on my melanin, bro.
They call it, I think, the oil that's in your skin, I think it's called the sebum, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I got
like,
you.
Yeah. It helps reduce like wrinkles and creases and stuff like that. So it's good to be oily.
So please, ladies and fellas, have a good skin routine. You see it on TikTok, Instagram.
I think men take care of their skin better than women, though.
Hey, you got to have that good skin regimen.
You got to.
Wait, so...
I mean, I got a mean, you know, skin routine, so I'm good.
Yeah, all y'all got good skin.
I got one,
like, that's good.
You got to have that
what
shit.
What you use?
I ain't telling. That's a secret, goddamn.
Yeah.
I said a secret.
Yeah, I ain't telling.
Then all my
shit. All my shit gonna be... Hey, you go to the store to look for your shit. All your shit gone.
It is.
All that shit gone.
I ain't gonna lie. One time, I got a fresh cut. Nigga, I walked in the Ultra. Ultra Beauty. The girl was like, you know, I bought the stuff with Whoop, and she was like, oh, like, you buying this for your girls, bro? Like, nah, it's for me. She's like, oh, I forgot men do skin routine.
You gotta have that skin regimen because at the end of the day, motherfuckers ain't talking to you with all that acne in your face.
No.
Hell no.
Like you going through puberty at 12 again.
Yeah. What happened to Proactiv?
That shit was always fake. I don't think that shit ever worked.
You think so?
I don't think that shit ever worked. Because the shit now that they have now, that shit show way better. That shit, you have real results.
Mm-hmm. And I think science too. Science didn't evolve a little bit now.
I won't tell my skin regimen unless I'm endorsed. So when I get endorsed, I'm
this guy. That's a good clip right there, though. Okay, so how about this? Right, when it come down to like again, of course, makeup. Was there somebody that you seen you be like, yo, I'm about to turn this person to somebody different, or is that all the time?
It's happened a couple times.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. Yeah. They be real life looking different.
A lot of men be on my business page to see how girls look before and after.
You know what? Quick question. Why don't makeup artists tag
them? They don't tag them.
I try to tag my clients.
Won't you lose? You don't think that'll lose business? Because nigga be like, God damn.
No.
Come here.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. Wipe the bitch off their face.
Be crazy.
Okay. Some of my clients, I ain't gonna lie, they keep their makeup on for like 3-4 days. Yeah, they go out of town with their makeup.
Damn, they look that bad?
You go in the pool. No, they just want to look like that.
Enhance their beauty, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to clarify.
If it could stay for that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3-4 days is crazy, though.
Yeah, it is.
The makeup gonna be on a pillow, though?
Nah, some will be sleeping
like on that movie.
Sleep a certain way. Right, sleep pretty.
Sleep pretty. Women, you hear that?
Your jawline pretty. Fucked up.
What?
That shit gonna be in your head when you get up in the morning? Put that bit right
there. Oh, that's terrible work, though, bro. That's crazy, bro. That's funny. But check this out. So, we want to talk about, we got a couple topics here. You think I'm saying? I got my little iPad right here. Sam, I want you to pop it off, man. Go ahead and pop off with the first topic, man.
Man. That first topic, do y'all feel like the woman in Miami is less approachable? Now, look, I'm going to ask this question now because of the experience of when we went to Houston, how it was, you feel me?
Amen.
But to me, I'm not going to say they're less approachable.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let me let y'all answer first.
Start with not less approachable? Who's less
the
approachable?
Woman.
In Miami.
But I'm not going to even say less approachable. To me, I'm going to just say a little bit mean.
Mean?
Mean.
Or have a resting bitch face.
I wouldn't say mean, though. I wouldn't say mean. I say less approachable.
Less approachable?
Because mean is just like a chick saying, get the fuck away from me.
Nah, mean is not even get the fuck away from me. Is instead of rejecting you, they don't even say nothing. They'll just stare at you. Just look at you. Just look at you. Now, there's a female now, you know, some females just give you the sauce like, I got a boyfriend.
Because I'm going to say this. A lot of women don't like being approached because of the fact of they get approached every day. Boom. So you just got to come at them different. Once you make a bitch smile, it's over with.
Well, how you come
at a different?
So can we,
that's
can we do that? Yeah, green as hell. but by you saying that, can we do a little role play?
I don't role play, bitch.
Demonstrate.
Go ahead, though. Yeah. Go ahead. Kill him. Do your thing.
I don't do an examples. I get paid for the examples. Demonstrations. But I'm going to say this, though. In all honesty, it's like approaching women here, I was like, okay, you see a pretty woman across the bar, wherever you at, you go approach her, she be like, nah, I'm good. All right, fuck it. Then she see when you get outside, it's something that totally different. It's a different story because now they looking at what you drive. Mm. They looking at what you got. You can see clear.
If it gotta be that, then they're not really fuck with you.
It ain't worth it.
They about to use
you. Then you said in Miami, right?
Yeah, they about to use you.
Okay, so I'm explaining how the shit is in Miami. Okay. God damn, let me speak. God damn it.
I'm just saying.
You asked me how it is in Miami. I'm telling you. So they want to see all this shit. And when they in the club, that shit dark. They don't know you got the go yard for real. They don't know you got whatever you got
what
on.
What if it's a daytime party?
Oh, they want to see everything. They want to see you. They want to see every time you go to the bar, how many times you're going to tell the waitress to bring back the bottles. That's the only time you're going to really get approached. You can approach a woman.
What girls in Miami are you talking to?
That's what it is.
Let's go.
It's That's not you. It's not you. It's women for real. Mm.
Do you feel like you're approachable?
I'm approachable. I am. I can come on very friendly.
She just said she could smile and walk away.
I can. Like, I'm not rude. Like,
so you just, you,
yeah, I'm approachable.
If Sam approached right now, it was like, hey.
I got manners. I'll say that. Like, I'm going to say hello. Okay. But all the kiki and I'm not going to smile for too long. Mm. I'm going to walk off if I don't know you.
That's just but me. Let's say if a guy is interested and like he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, woo the woo, but
you
got to
be funny though because she's not going to kiki.
Yeah, she's not going to kiki.
She ain't going to do that regardless.
You say she not?
No, she just said if she don't know, she
know
if she don't know you.
And walk away.
You see?
But I was saying for the women in Miami, like, I don't know, the mentality of looking at the I could cuss.
Yeah, all right. Hell yeah.
The niggas who be having like the chains and the gold yards and all, that shouldn't really move. When you get a certain age, like, I really don't care about that. Because you could have it, it might not even be yours. Don't get me wrong. Ooh, niggas be sharing stuff. Damn. Not saying y'all. She niggas do be bar, sharing stuff.
You right.
Yo, you know, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, it don't really matter.
Yeah. Ooh, the nigga told me we share shit. Nigga, cut it out, nigga. Hey, what size shoes you wear, boy?
For real.
Damn. Oh, man. Yeah,
some
be people
sharing
be sharing shit.
They do.
But, okay, in the defense of those sharing niggas, females do that shit a lot, too. Though.
They do.
Girls
they do.
Share stuff, purses. Too, but...
So, since we... And it's so crazy, right? Off topic of that topic. Mm-hmm. So, why is it bad for men...
What the fuck that
mean? No, because we was on approaching women.
Yeah, so now we're on sidebar.
Yeah. Sidebar. That conversation.
Yeah.
So, why is it that women can put on makeup, wear wigs. Stop.
That nigga going in. You trying to go in. Right. Go ahead.
Why is women who wear makeup
uh-huh.
to enhance their beauty,
uh-huh.
wear wigs because they bald head,
mm-hmm.
and do all that extra curriculum shit, but we wear a fake gold-plated chain, not saying I do.
Mm-hmm.
We enhance
ourselves.
But men wear wigs, too. It's men with the
women. Shout out to kings and queens for
the male wigs. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not.
The man units.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. why is it that women can do all that type of shit, but mm-hmm. the moment we come out and we ain't putting on for y'all, we can't have y'all?
Double standard killers.
Why is it that, and that's the Miami shit, because y'all can wear all this fake shit, because at the end of the day, I lick my finger and rub that face.
Mm.
It's acne, scars. It's all type of shit under that makeup.
I will say, living here, though, has shown me, I think we are the only city, we're not impressed by a lot of stuff. I feel like Miami people, we are the celebrities, if you ever, like, really pay attention.
Yeah, yeah,
like, other cities, I don't know, girls will go crazy for a Miami nigga, but a nigga from Miami is not that nigga in Miami, for real. That's how
I
feel.
That's crazy.
You go to Houston and you be that nigga, but here you might be like, damn, like nobody really like
regular schmuck.
Yeah, regular I don't know guy. What it is. We not impressed like that for real. Nothing moves Miami
that's
people.
True. That's true.
Is it because we just got so used to it?
I think so. And everything here is so fast. It's like
very fast. No, you ain't lying about that though. I agree with that.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
I think I respect the man who was themselves. Like, if you ain't got no chain or whatever, but you got way other things going on, that's way more important than you putting on a gold plated chain. For me, like, I'm not really paying that no attention.
Half your niggas do be wearing the fake shit, though.
Right.
Glass.
You know what I'm saying? Glass, coach. Played it, coach.
For real.
And they be sharing it.
The sharing part is sharing.
And it's fake, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm telling you.
Hey, bro, let me hold that chain you had on last night.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to press some bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to press a bitch.
Do you know
right
how
now.
Dumb, like how low that feel, like for a woman to, you just got finessed out your drawers because you thought what? He had something.
But I'm not gonna lie though, that nigga be feeling good, boy.
Yeah, he do.
That nigga, he's supposed to.
Like,
that
like, you know how hard, you know how hard, like, you know how hard he had to work to do that.
What?
Like now I gotta go. Like, but now what you? Hey, but now what you do now when you wanna get back with her again for the second time around?
Bro.
So now let me
do
ask you.
Do you wear the chain again or do you?
No. You keep it tucked.
Yeah. Oh, you keep it tucked.
You're terrible. Now let me ask you, since y'all said that women in Miami are unapproachable, uh-huh. Do y'all feel like the first date y'all have to do the black truck, the flowers, the works?
Hell nah. No. I'm a bring. Ooh. Hold up.
You don't turn it up.
No, I don't have to do that. I'm a bring you flowers.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna do what men don't do no more. I'm gonna open your door.
Okay.
But I ain't doing all that extracurricular.
What
shit.
Flowers are you buying? Lex and roses.
Of course.
Fuck yeah. No.
Come
the
on.
Fuck the first day.
What's the flowers you buying,
just,
killer?
It's about the amount, bro. It's not about. Come on, you just don't gotta Lex get the 100. You don't gotta get the 100.
It's 25 and better.
You don't have to get the 100.
So what flowers you buying though?
Right.
On for the first date?
First yeah. date.
Publix.
I gotta make sure. No, hold up. And it's just to make hold up.
The dozen for $25.
Hold up. It's just to make sure you're appreciative of it.
Well, it's a test.
Yeah.
What's wrong with why y'all be doing that?
Because at the end of the day, I work hard for my shit.
Amen.
God. And you're
you could
not,
go, but you could get flowers from Whole Foods and they wrap it for you.
My ooh, shit don't be
Publix is it? Yeah.
Why go through all that?
We ain't it's got the time, same though. Price.
Don't worry about it.
We ain't got time because as soon as we go through them two doors, they open, boom, flowers right there, grab them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, self check out.
Oh
I'm out of there.
God.
Let's go.
One easy. For the making home run, coach. I got it tonight.
Lex and Rose will be having them pre made.
Yeah, but bro, you going to spend $125
for how?
On 25 why? Roses.
No.
It's the presentation.
No, the 25 is
you have a
it's $125 for 25 no, roses don't. At Lex Flowers.
No, I bought
Lex and Roses.
Come on, that's not true, bro.
Bro, do you.
25?
Wait. You said Lex and Roses?
Lex and Roses.
It's not a 50 count for 125?
No.
That's what I'm saying. For 25?
25 is crazy.
Yeah. Check it out.
125.
I don't know because Sam's he's a florist now, so I don't know now.
Hey, we need that shit on the monitor next time.
Yeah, we should, though. You're a florist now, coach.
I purchased Lex and Roses.
So no black truck. Just Publix.
Why black truck?
Maybe we don't want to drive. You might want
to
catch a vibe. After dinner date, you want to go somewhere else.
Nah, I'm driving my shit though.
Yeah, I'm not finna hold no. I'm not driving nobody else. No.
Are we? Is the woman meeting you there, or are you picking her first date?
Well, technically, sometimes 9 out of 10, the woman don't want you to know where they live at first and
right?
foremost.
Yeah.
So therefore, I prefer you to meet me anyway because I might not want to drop your ass back off.
Oh wow.
Because it might be a bad date. Why the fuck I want to drop you back off?
What if she's okay with you picking up? What that tells you?
Still meet go. Me that baby because at the end of the day, it might be a bad. I might not want to see you. Real shit.
Hey,
see, man, you think different.
Hey, wait, hold on. So, quick question: Does it depends on the distance of you know what I'm saying where she stay at? So let's say for example, right, you want to take her down there in Brickell area, though, but she stays all the way in Commercial.
Ooh.
Are you going to tell her? Hey, are you going to pick her up and come back down
from where I live now?
No. Let's say
oh, you just
said let's say you live in North Miami.
You in the middle.
You in the
she
middle.
All the way up top.
She all the way up in Commercial.
I'm going to meet her by her shit.
Okay.
I won't have her drive. I'll meet you up top.
Why you can't send her a driver?
The fuck? Because I might not like ass when we have a date.
A driver's crazy. First of all, how we got into the whole black truck thing? Like when?
Because that's what Miami
right
shit
now.
Do.
Yeah, black truck.
They got so much shit now. Oh, get with X, Y, and Z. He got the black truck with the...
The black yep. truck.
And it come with the cameraman.
Yeah, see, we yep. ain't doing that. See,
it come
that's
with
that
the
Miami shit.
Yeah.
On a first date?
Why we can't do that? I'm confused.
On a first date?
You're, you
yeah. I might not
wait,
like
what we
after
the
first date.
For? What we gotta, gotta
take pictures
on the first date.
No, but
I'm calling my cameraman to go take my pictures.
I did all
on the first date?
Absolutely.
I did all of this.
But that's for me. You don't have to pay for that. I'm taking care of that.
You
taking
pictures for yourself, not of us.
But we gonna get the black truck, though. I gotta send the black truck.
I'll get my own black truck.
Oh, but I ain't doing that shit because what if I don't like you after tonight? I just wasted $1,000.
It's a gamble. Life is a gamble. You got to take the risk.
Shit, I don't risk much.
What if the date is amazing? You're like, damn, I want to see you again.
But what y'all doing for it to be amazing? What y'all...
Conversation. Well, first date, I don't think you should go to dinner. That's me.
I don't like going to dinner on first dates.
Mm-mm. It's boring.
Because I prefer to know you conversation-wise. Because if you can't hold a conversation with me, then I don't even want to talk to you
So what's a good first
that.
Date?
Something fun.
Yeah, some I like fun competitive shit. Have a conversations.
Yeah.
You know what? That's crazy. So for you though, let's say your first date for you. What's your first ideal date?
Like how she said it.
Remember, a lot of restaurants had 3 days old. Three days old.
No, I'm not doing that. That old food shit. We're not doing that.
So what's the ideal date?
Something like that, arcade type of vibe with like,
okay,
you feel me? Yeah, with like for drinks, sure. You feel me?
A little competition,
yeah. Beat at everything, yeah. You feel me?
You gonna beat her?
You gotta let her win something. Like, come on now,
I'm gonna let her win one game,
But sometimes you might end up losing for real though, so you never know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let her win one, and the next one I'm gonna bet. Ooh. So the next one on me, y'all. Yeah. Hey, we going home tonight, goddamn.
This is the craziest
terrible.
Shit.
Terrible.
Hey, man, you know you do it.
You gotta know what you're doing. Make her feel special. Uh-huh. God damn, baby, you got this one.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Don't worry about it.
I think the competitive dates is show personality, but when you sitting across at a table and y'all just y'all first time,
you
it's
gotta,
like
now you scared.
You gotta
yeah.
Now well, no. That, now you thinking, am I stuffing my mouth too quick? And
you gotta be yourself.
How that shit go?
Pause.
Yeah, pause on that. But I'm just saying that dance.
Maybe
they do.
You know like what? They be catching the
hand. Oh, they do.
Hey, yo.
But when you do that,
catching the ass, boy.
Yeah, I don't. That dinner date shit is beyond me now. Yeah. Like, nigga did that when I was a kid. In my younger days.
What you mean? You talking about dinner?
Going out for the first date.
First date dinners.
Yeah,
because
I remember you told me you took the girl out to Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that shit is.
You know, to this day, I have not eaten Red Lobster.
Gee, for real?
I only had a biscuit, but I've never ate at Red Lobster.
Meech, the difference between eating at Walmart and Publix.
It's him.
You never go to Red Lobster, because at the end of the day, and I did it before the conversation of Ocho when he took his ex-wife to McDonald's. So at the end of the day, hey, we got to see what you're worth. Because if you think this too much.
Why?
Because at the end of the day, women have wrong ideas about certain shit. Like, women just think you should always eat the greatest shit, go out to the greatest places.
Well, to be clear, let's say Miami woman.
I was just about to go back to Miami woman.
Yeah, Miami woman, yeah.
Miami women love, they always think the narrative is, oh, we're going to eat at Sexy Fish.
Sexy
food
fish.
Nasty, by the way.
But I'm just saying, but mm-hmm. that's their expectations. Like
that high-end calorie.
I want to eat with everybody else. What I see on Instagram, nah, baby, I ain't got it.
If you approaching a woman who treats herself like that, why would I entertain?
Baby, I like you even more. Nah, I'm finna buy that for you. Black car service. Okay. If you can do for yourself without looking for it, baby, I'm all in.
So what happens if you do that? Let's say you indulge her into that world, and then like she just can't look back, and then now she leave you. Now you like you looking sick. Now you gonna try to do the
That God told me I shouldn't have her in my life. Then shit.
But you might do it to the next chick.
Nah, one time show. Goddamn.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. If
fool
I,
me
I,
once,
shame on me.
Okay.
Not that fool me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Nah.
I like when you said that because it's not fair. That now you introduce that to a woman, she leave you, and now the next woman, I don't get that treatment. Because you think I'm going to do what she did.
Your bad.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie. But us has been dealing with that a lot. Because 9 times out of 10, it was some ancient nigga that did something wrong to the female. Now you come around, now it's like she traumatized by the last nigga. Now you got to deal with that.
So that's back to the last before again. So are you going to explain, okay, baby, I can't treat you like this because I was traumatized by the first chick that I treated so well. Mm-hmm. I can't give you that same treatment because you might leave me.
I think it's a matter of being transparent. But you got to give people chances.
You got to give
everybody got a clean slate. When you start fucking up, now I start retracting and removing stuff.
But do Miami women really do that?
What, be
some,
transparent?
I think
yeah,
some.
That's why I said, what some. Women are you talking to?
Yeah, some, I think.
Well, I look for Jaguar, so I don't even worry about that younger shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
To be clear, Jaguar. How old a Jaguar again?
Like 40 and up.
Hell
no. Nah, a little bit older.
Damn near SSI. Fuck you talking about?
Sheesh. Oh, my God.
SSI?
That boy ain't playing.
Because young ones.
That makes me funny. What?
Damn.
SSI.
You trying to take them down, coach?
They looking
put them in the hospice.
they already established and know what they want. They don't want no. Not
that's
saying.
That's the patients I deal with. You trying to take
Shit, I'm on the CDs and I'm on their wheel. They kids, fuck you kids.
Well, I don't know what killer because you know Trump done changed a couple things, boy.
He did.
So you know all this benefit shit you talking, that big boy shit you talking.
That shit might be gone.
Yeah, boy, that shit get snapped, nigga.
Get it while they here. But on some real shit, like younger women now, it's just like you playing Russian roulette when it come to dating younger women.
That's a terrible.
Yeah, dating younger in Miami, young Miami women, because they look at that city girl shit all the time.
Mm, they definitely do, though.
They look at that city girl shit all the time.
They
so.
Definitely do look at that city girl shit, though.
So you can't find a young chick that's from Miami that's going to cook for you. Like, babe, you know what? We ain't got to go out today. I'm going to cook.
You could find it. She not on social media, though. Mm-mm. She could find it.
And she damn sure ain't in the church house.
Mm. Deacon? Why not? She probably
Deacon?
Nah, she Deacon? Probably is.
Huh? You ain't gotta go to church to know God.
I was about to ask some boys that, like, when the last time
you don't gotta go to church to know God?
I've been to church.
Do y'all take a person? You ever took a person on a date to church?
No, no. I never knew that would be an ideal date.
I've been to church with some, but I never considered it as a date.
As a date,
yeah. Anything, anytime you go out is a date. To me,
right?
Shit.
You're spending time.
Yeah, yep, for sure.
It's a date.
But it'll be crazy, right? Listen, it'll be crazy if you take a girl out to a church, you know, on a Sunday, no brunch. The church.
Uh-huh.
And let's say she just start acting like crazy. Like,
yeah, don't talk.
Oh,
her.
I thought we were going to BB Sunday.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. If she started like tripping in church, well, yeah, you gotta go.
And you see her whole demeanor. She looking at her time.
She gotta go.
It's time.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, what a test.
Baby, I ain't gonna lie to you.
What a test.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, but my car don't start.
Ooh. Damn, she gonna be like, all right. Call her Uber.
Call her next nigga.
Ah, oh, tough.
Don't worry about it. I had fun with JoJo last time anyway. Now you fucked.
That's
so
great.
Miami women, I don't know. Approaching them is just different. You got to come with your A game fucking with Miami women.
Period.
No, that's true.
And you can't have a 9 to 5.
That's a lie.
Oh, my bad.
He's lying.
My bad.
He's lying, ladies. I'm going to tell y'all something. Women, y'all want men with stability, a good job, and benefits.
You say they don't or they
you
do?
Do.
Oh, okay.
All that street stuff, it's cute when you young, but when you get older, he not going to be there. He going to be on the other end of a jail call. You don't want that.
Ooh.
Get you some
stability. So you taking care, you send, you put money on the nigga books if they're on the other end?
It depends. If I was doing a crime with you, yeah. But if I'm not doing a crime, no. You on your own.
So you was getting benefits of the crime.
What?
Well, if you was getting benefits of the crime.
Yeah, then
she was doing the crime with him.
That's yeah.
That's basically
accessory. Your accessory. Yeah, accessory. Your accessory. Mm-hmm.
So you'll take your 9 to 5 guy.
Yeah.
No.
Pension. Yeah, we need that pension.
You want to be laid back, wanting somebody to come home to if you coming out, you know, I'm sitting at home.
It's nothing wrong with 9 to 5s.
Ain't nothing wrong with
they
that.
Trying to shit on it, it's nothing wrong with it.
But I think
you need
some
structure.
Some women
don't like structure.
They want a 9 to 5. Some women
that's very rare, bro. In this generation today, you gotta find. That's why I say you gotta find your Jaguar. Because at the end of the day,
this nigga crazy.
Finding someone that has that mentality is very that's slim to none. That got a pension that they know they're gonna be guaranteed to. Because at the end of the day, you go to the doctor, you gotta pay that copay out of pocket. Get what? And what my phone? I pull out that benefit card on the bedside. You hear me?
That's not crazy.
But that's what we doing. Younger people don't understand that, though.
No. They just see, like, oh, he got money. I want a Chanel bag. I want this. I want that. That shit
don't mean nothing.
But when you got that broken foot or some shit at the crib,
right.
You know you got a headache that won't go away.
Yeah. You better sell that bag.
Bill me.
Yeah, bill me. Affirm me.
Yeah, affirm. Oh, yeah. Affirm Klarna. Me. Affirm.
Klarna.
Hey, remember you said that shit for... Hey, listen, man. For anybody that's trying to build credit, establish credit, want to buy a house, stop putting shit on Afterpay. That shit fuck up your credit.
Mm. Now it does. Yeah, now it does. It does, yeah.
Hey, stop fucking with Afterpay, man. If you ain't got the money to buy that shit outright, don't get it. You don't deserve it.
That's crazy. Well, listen. On to the next topic real quick, right? This one I like this one right here. Does colorism and fat phobia plays a part of the Miami lifestyle? And earlier, before you came, we had a conversation with Miss J in the back. And we was talking about certain clubs or even restaurant won't allow your big ass. But
that's some bullshit.
No, real shit. It's
no,
a lot of
real.
Clubs.
It's a lot
of
weight limit.
There's a lot of clubs that discriminate against heavy people.
Heavy people, yeah.
And restaurants.
A weight limit.
We won't call it weight limit because if you say weight limit, that means they got a scale at the front door.
BMI.
BMI.
They do a BMI. but not just a weight limit. It's just more so like, of course, the color of your skin too. How you look, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The appearance.
Okay, so you're telling me the left tackle for the Miami Dolphins can't walk in that club?
He got money.
Yeah, his status is...
Okay, so what do I got to bring, buddy?
I mean, you got to look like it, coach.
I don't know if men experience that as much as women.
So, you know what? And that's what we were talking about earlier, right? Like, when it comes to Miami, when it comes to clubs and restaurants and stuff like that, black men, we're going to say black men, has a better experience than black women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like when they come into the restaurants, I think they want them to look a certain way, like that European, you know, centric look, skinny, ribcage showing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, you from the come in this club? You know what I'm saying? Because like how Jay was saying, like when it come down to the advertisement wise, like you, let's say you're on social media, they taking pictures and they're taking pictures and doing reels. When you see it, you be like, okay, that woman look attractive. I want to be where she at.
Yeah.
You think I'm saying? Of course, you know, then I'm sorry, but they're not bringing no ugly bitch to the club.
Exactly. Coach. I can believe that.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they was killing, was it Chris Brown? They was killing about some shit like
about
that?
The type of girls he have in his section.
Yeah, because he didn't want no big girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't want no big girls?
Nah. Him and Trey Songz act like that.
The girls too big. Too big for over here.
That's a lot. Yeah,
that's the way that shit go, though. Like, you got to, sex attracts money.
Right.
Like, if you find, why you think it's always women in free before X, Y, and Z or?
No, for sure, for sure.
Because when the women come in, now the men gonna follow.
Oh, yeah, right. Guarantee.
Now, these lame ass dudes finna buy all the liquor because they ain't never had no fine motherfucking bra like
That's
this. True. So I'm finna buy this motherfucker everything she want.
Everything she
want. Oh, my girl, the chick telling the dude, oh, my girl want a bottle. Get us a bottle. Get what that lame ass nigga gonna do.
Get the bottle.
And he gonna buy the expensive bottle. But that's the way that shit worked.
So them boys tricking out there.
They don't call it tricking if you got it. but that's how that shit is. So it's always a ratio and when you come to the Miami lifestyle. Gee.
It's true.
Oh my gosh.
But I ain't gonna lie, this social status in Miami though. I'm tired of it though. I ain't gonna lie. I'm tired.
What you mean?
Like it's just I'm not saying I'm trying to social media. Social media, or just they looking for the for everybody approval, bro.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm not saying I do it, but sometimes subconsciously, you know, you put that fit on, you be like, yeah, boy, I'm finna kill him, man. I know she gonna say something, or I know he gonna say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that should get tiring sometimes, though. You know, what
you
I'm
just want to feel comfortable. You don't want to have to always have to throw that shit on just for a motherfucker to seek attention.
Cause sometimes, but sometimes when you step out, you can't slip out here.
That's true.
You can't slip.
But see, I'm only speaking for me. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for nobody else. That's why I go hang out with the other people.
Who's other people?
The more common folk.
I already know. You know
because at the end of the day, I can go out and be myself, and I don't have to dress for nobody.
They have a ball. Bro, they don't care. I love that.
I was telling somebody the other day. Out of my 9 pair of forces I bought, I got 6 left. Mm-hmm. I be wanting to put them dirty shits on, the ones I wear outside.
Yeah, for sure.
And I go have a ball.
Hang out.
Who made that a thing, though, that we always had to have fresh?
Black people.
When did that become a thing?
Because we're financially illiterate. Mm. For real, when it comes to shit like that, because at the end of the day, we spend money just to look good. They spend money to have fun.
Right.
No, that's true.
Because we always feel like I'm not an ancestor. I'm not motherfucking Hoppo from Color Purple. But at the end of the day, we always been down so long in generations. We got a point to prove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't have shit to prove because they were taught so many things besides buying fresh shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I could wear these, them $120 pair of forces I got at the crib. I'm going to wait till them bitches get beat down.
Yeah. All right, pause on that. Well, $120 for a pair of forces is outrageous.
Like, yeah, what the fuck?
That's what that's the price now.
I paid $90.
$100.
Shit, my last pair I had to pay $160 for convenience.
I thought it was $120.
It's $120 at Foot Locker.
It's $120?
Yeah.
They really wow, $100.
I don't buy $120. Like
I think really. I bought
my last pair was $160 for convenience.
Crazy.
With tax, I think I paid $110.
$110?
I'm just telling you what, I got a few pair, bro.
Crazy words.
You got the G Herbo version.
motherfucker, I got White Forces, whatever they had at Foot Locker. That's crazy. But at the end of the day, that's why I go hang out where I hang out at, because I ain't got to worry about, damn, what I'm going to put on to go hang out here. I don't. So coming to Miami to party and all that shit, I know I can go hang out over there. I got some busted ass Forces, some flip flops.
And they don't care.
And they don't care.
But the flip side of that is, like, you know what? You're right. You said your other friends. Because your original friends would just
when I hang out with Meech and you, y'all talk about niggas. when the pod first started, I was going to get pressed on motherfucking lick fire nigga ass up. He's fired me up every day.
But you're good though. You know.
It was a marketing thing. Hold up. Let me finish my point. See, when we come around, you motherfuckers got the Goyard bag over there. Motherfucking Versace's on and shit. I'm not living like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go buy me some busted ass sneakers, and I'm going to live my life.
I could switch it up like that, though. Ain't no pressure.
Hey, I like it, bro. I don't know.
If I wore my Dirty Forces out here.
You good with me.
You bullshit ass. You motherfuckers going to crack me from the moment I walked in. From the moment I walk in to the moment I leave.
I ain't gonna crack you because I know you got clean Forces and you choosing to wear the.
I ain't gonna crack you. That's why I'm gonna crack
you. It's a point to prove to show that you ain't gotta always wear your fresh shit.
No, but for
you
sure. Got it. No,
I
for
don't
sure.
give a. That's see, that's where we go wrong. And that's where females go look the other way. If you can't talk to me in my Dirty Forces, baby, when you come to the house and you see the good shit, bitch, pack your shit and walk out the door.
Fuck you.
Yeah, simple as that.
I feel like if that's the only shoe you have, wear it. But if you have better, why not wear better?
Thank you.
They have good shoes all the time.
Sometimes they wear one shoe with every outfit.
And nobody judge. You know
that's
why?
The only shoe they have.
Exactly.
I doubt that very highly.
You okay.
I know some rich crackers and
white folks. White folks.
They have one shoe with every outfit, literally.
But guess why? What's the reason, the purpose behind that? Because their bank accounts never stop rolling.
That's true. They don't see the point.
They gonna stop wearing them bitches to the soul fall off.
Yeah.
For us, we finna go get some foy shit.
We go out of town, we buy clothes to go out of town and for see sure. people. Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy? The people, right. The people never see you. So every outfit you wore this week, you can take that shit out of town and wear it again.
Yeah. I have that problem.
Oh, yeah?
I always got to pop a tag when I go somewhere. Yeah. I bought this for this.
Look. You shop at you don't shop at Walmart.
No.
See?
I don't.
You want a new tag.
Oh, so where you be shopping at H&M or Bloomingdale's?
Oh, I think Bloomingdale's.
She was, oh God. Actually, I don't shop at either one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bloomingdale's, if I ever go there, it's for shoes. But it's like my last resort. And then.
What's your H&M first resort?
Hey, that's that Beast Mode shit?
I'm a Zara girl.
Zara,
I ain't gonna lie.
I like Zara.
Shout out to Zara, off, but you gotta start making stuff with big dudes. I lost weight, I was in Zara. Now I got back bigger, I can't fit shit in Zara.
Yeah, Zara brought my self-esteem down a little bit. Because the other day I was trying on some jeans and I was a size 10. I know I'm not a size 10. It's no way. They making their stuff smaller and smaller, but they trying to reach a certain audience.
So how was fitting? Fuck all that. How was fitting?
Tight. Oh. I was like, nah.
Beyonce
ain't no
said
way.
If you don't jump in them shit, they ain't for you then. He's so funny. You want the motherfuckers to fit
no,
that
they
way.
Was tight. I don't like tight jeans. And they make your ass look flat.
Oh, why? Because it's compressing.
Yeah,
compressor.
Like that.
Yeah. That was it, compressing.
Beyonce said if you ain't got to jump in them, they ain't for you.
Yeah.
That's probably the stretchy jeans.
Nah, them mommy jeans that they stretch.
Yeah.
You don't want
that's like Fashion Nova and stuff.
No, stretchy jeans is for 8th Street, 20th Street.
Oh.
That's that mommy
the
shit.
The little jeggings.
Yeah, that's that mommy shit.
See, now that's where people forget where they came from. I came from 20th Street. 20th
Street.
I ain't gonna lie. Yep.
Come on.
Don't
now.
Do that. Yep.
On another topic for today.
Don't do that.
We not going back to linen suits and shit.
Yeah. Rasul's and all that.
Shout out to Rasul's, but every time I walk in there, I feel like a nigga's skin itch.
Why was it? Oh, man, Rasul's.
I don't know, because it's always that fucking linen, bro. That's all we know.
Yeah. Homie, Rasul's made a nigga look like Bernie Mac back in the day, man.
I'm telling you, that's all we know, Rasul's. If you never had a linen suit from Rasul's or a four-piece suit.
four-piece
a four-piece suit, you ain't from the crib.
Nah, you definitely ain't from the crib.
You ain't from the crib.
Nah, for sure. But you know what? So real quick, though. I want to ask you, when it comes to the Miami lifestyle, have you ever experienced like racism in Miami?
Like being a black woman in Miami,
being black,
because it is always
being
a difference.
Being outside, have you ever experienced like racism in Miami? And really, we know the racism really, where it come from. Spanish. It's not Spanish. Sorry, Jay. You know what I'm saying?
She good. But hey, really, you see how fast I looked at Jay? Yeah. Jay said, "The fuck are you talking about?"
Well, yeah. So have you ever experienced that?
Like, has it happened to me, yeah, or like, was I in the vicinity?
Your circle to
circle
you?
Circle you? Yeah, which one?
I went to Tootsie's. I want to say this was 2 months ago. My cousin was down here. He had a beanie on, but it wasn't like a ghetto gangster beanie. It was just small okay, beanie on his head. We were going to get food, literally, regular. And the man was like, he can't come in. But we just saw go in with a beanie too.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then I've been out with a homegirl. It's always Tootsie's. Them people at the front always got a problem. Because my homegirl had a scarf on her head, a fashion scarf. Mm-hmm. Another person, scarf. They let her in, but they didn't let my friend in. I've never, because I always try to like leave the house with something that kind of, I won't have to deal with that.
Right.
So I've seen it though. Like, even on TikTok now, I've been seeing these high-end restaurants. They're not letting the girls in. But then you have to kind of be mindful. Why would you want to sit in a five-star restaurant with a see-through dress on?
That is true. Yeah. That is true, though.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know. And then they get mad when you get turned away, but you kind of have to have some type of self-respect. You can't be in somebody's establishment naked.
Yeah.
It's not ladies, like,
being self, having self-respect is different from just wanting to show your ass.
That's
because you know what you know what you coming outside to do. You coming outside to catfish a nigga. Mm-hmm. Or you coming outside to get a dude to take home. That's why you in. So self-respect, when you saying going to somebody's establishment, it's kind of different because is it really self-respect?
I think so, because I respect myself enough to not leave my house naked.
That's what the new people wearing. With what them shits called that they put over their nipple?
The pasties?
Yeah, they want that to get a dude.
The what?
Pasties.
Pasties?
So they just going to restaurants to get a dude. So they dress half naked.
On a date with a dude and they dressing like that.
But they want everybody else to see.
Yeah, I don't like that though.
Sam see a bitch out there with just pasties and nothing under it. Guess what Sam gonna do?
And you gonna bite.
He gonna bite.
You gonna bite.
He might buy their dinner for the night.
Yeah.
He gonna bite. Hey, what's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
How you doing? See that shit?
But yeah, is it like, do you, because I can ask y'all, do you guys kind of categorize a woman who's dressed like that?
Automatically.
In your head, like, I oh, she.
Yeah. I ain't fucking with her.
Yeah, no, you're not thinking about bringing her to mom.
What if she dressed like that one time?
Nah, I'm good.
How would I know?
You gonna do
like, after that, you done.
That's your everyday hangout.
Yeah, if I see that we call it Pacey's, then nah, we ain't doing that, killer.
That means you don't respect me as a man, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. You wanna
come out like that.
Even if you're not with me and you dress like on, man. You represent me at all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true.
even when you got that bonnet shit on your head walking out, you a disgrace to me and you.
When she running errands with a bonnet on?
Yeah, what are you doing that?
She could do that. Come on.
Yeah, what if I want to? No. I got girls tonight. I want to protect my hair.
You good with me in my book.
See, come on, Sam.
He said you good with me in my book.
No, at the end of the day, that represents you at any given call. That me see you. Hey, boy, why your girl out here with a body like she just
nigga,
got
nigga, buy your goddamn business. See, if she had it up here, she running errands, bro. What are you
we ain't running errands like that. See,
you if just, I see your female out running errands with a bonnet.
She could be dressed. Like, I could have been like this with a bonnet on.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why people look at us different.
You say you could be just like that with a bonnet on?
I'm saying, like, hypothetically. Mm. If I was like this running errands, but I have a bonnet on, it's really just to protect my hair.
From what?
The rain.
Motherfucker, get an umbrella.
Like a style that I don't want.
Get an umbrella.
Wow.
What's it? Get an umbrella.
Fuck we doing?
I can see if she in like a bonnet and a muumuu. Now it's like, okay, what are we doing?
That's too much. That's too much.
Yeah. That's too much.
That's the same shit. Being dressed down with a bonnet. That's the same shit. And that's why we get categorized as what we do.
Yeah.
Because you want to come outside. Looking then when like you that. Say, is it racism, colorism, or... No, motherfucker, look how you come outside. You got this shit on your head, this shower cap on.
That's straight ghettoism, huh?
But ghettoism.
We don't do it to the white people when they got their kids on a leash.
Oh.
We don't sit
you
there.
You can't say that because black people put their kids on the leash too.
Nah, I ain't never seen that.
I never seen that. Motherfucker, I was on the leash when I was a kid.
No way.
I was a wild young nigga.
Oh my God.
I was a wild young nigga. No real shit. At the end of the day, bro, you may not see it, but it's happening. Real shit. So therefore,
We're going to clip that because this guy said he was on a leash when he was kidding. No, bro, don't clip shit
because it's the truth.
Wait, now we got to clip that, coach.
When I was at the U, Phil.
It was around your wrist.
I had the backpack shit on.
Oh, the back.
Yeah, it was bad.
Listen, I used to get out of there. Yeah. My old girl ain't finna chase me. I'm having fun. I'm at an amusement park.
Yeah. Yank your ass.
Get your stupid ass back. but in actuality, that defines the character when you got that shit on your head and you wanna, no, take that shit off.
I could be a multi-million dollar woman with
it
a bonnet
on. It doesn't matter.
You can't put me in a category.
You would never see a multi-millionaire with a bonnet on the head.
You would be surprised. You will.
Man, them little ratchet motherfuckers that came from that shit. Like you say, you don't always come, what you said earlier?
I know where I came from, but I don't want to go back.
Therefore, there it is. So you contradict
the bonnet. Yeah, why you don't cut that?
No, that was good, though. That was good. That was good. I like that.
You going back with a bonnet?
You going back with a bonnet.
You going back with a bonnet.
It's like going back to what you just left that you just said you would never go back to. So you might as well start back shopping at Walmart.
And get that chicken.
For that chicken.
Get that chicken, coach.
We got to get him sponsored by Walmart. Yeah. He loves Walmart.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. I ain't going to lie. I thought I was better than Walmart until I start seeing them Target prices for... Man, I went to go buy my little hygiene shit.
Yeah.
Target shit, man. I went to Walmart. I was like, oh, shit. Ching, ching.
Nah, this is
more same money
shit
for your
no yeah, bullshit.
So why you won't buy chicken from Walmart? My point
no.
exactly.
That's
it's
not the
same shit.
That's
chicken
not the same.
And my beard oil is two
different things. Correct.
Man, wildin'.
You wildin', coach.
Shit. My beard oil and chicken.
On today's episode of Why Did I Shop at Walmart?
Oh, man. That's crazy. Hey. So hold on. So the third topic. Actually, you know what? I'm going to skip this one. I'm going to save it for the last one.
Slap. Go.
What is that?
Go to that topic.
The last one.
Go to it.
I'm gonna do the last
this
one.
This
so,
for Sam.
So
the, nah, I don't know. Shit. Pause.
So the topic is about taking it to the chin. Pause. Okay. Right.
Uh huh.
So me and Danny was having this conversation earlier today. Let's say you're in a relationship, right? Females too.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship, but you're sliding. You're sliding on, you know what I'm saying? You slide on your partner.
Sliding and gliding.
You've been sliding and gliding, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she caught you.
Okay.
Or he caught you.
Okay.
Okay.
But you decide, you know what? Let's say for the guys, she go ahead and cheat back.
Okay.
Are you taking that to the chin or what?
Okay. Can I ask a question?
No question. It's a simple question.
Wait, but do I want to be with her?
This your old lady. Y'all in a relationship.
This your old lady. Why am I sliding?
No, you sliding because you know.
I'm just greedy. Listen,
not only being greedy.
Wait, that's what
niggas do.
That's what niggas do. Hold on, no, hold on. Listen, we got a deacon in the building, right?
That's what
a pastor.
Do.
We got a pastor in the building. Your flesh is weak, killer. You know what I'm saying? Your flesh is weak.
Oh, so I was in a moment. Hold on. So you just in the moment where I just
you just greed some shit, right?
Yeah, temptation.
I love what I got home
for sure.
Fuck, if she cheated on me?
And then she find out, and she cheat back on you.
What
and
you
then
she come back take to the crib. Chin?
Are you taking that to the chin?
I'm going to take it to the chin.
For real? He real for saying that, though.
That's hard, though. It's going to be hard to take to the chin.
So
I'm
going to tell you my philosophy on this.
Go ahead, dog.
You catch me cheating,
mm-hmm.
and you take me back, that's on you. But if I catch you cheating,
oh,
bitch, you gone. It's over with.
That's a double standard.
Fuck.
It ain't no double standard.
It is. Because why you cheating on me?
You took me back. I ain't tell you to take me back.
That's true.
You said, baby, we're going to work this out.
I kind of feel like how you feel, though.
Nah, fuck that.
Now, let's keep your
answer. Stand with that.
Stand on that. You got to stand on that.
See, but if like, people say that and they do what he did, you going to take your girl back?
At the end of it all, I'm...
Because if I love her...
Yeah, that's different.
I love her. I love her.
But... She took the time out to cheat back on you. Don't agree with me. Stand on what you said.
Now your head gonna be going because it's like where you found the nigga. How y'all?
Because we thought exactly. Yeah. So that's why in my head, that's my thought. Motherfucker, you just ain't start this.
But what Kodak said: chin up, chest out. But for real, you gotta take that to the chin.
You gotta take it to the chin.
I'm not taking you back, even though I did so much dirt. Life not fair, so what the fuck are you talking about?
He How about said, you?
Even though I did so
God
much.
Goddamn, killer.
What are you doing?
I got a strong chin, man. Yeah. So we
taking it to the chin?
We're going
to
take it to the chin.
But not every time. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Not every time you go out, well, she go out, I'm like, God damn, what this motherfucker doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be blowing her shit up. Hey, Danny G, boy, you see my girl? Man, call my girl and see if she woo-woo-woo. She ain't picking up the phone
call. The relationship ain't never going to be the same.
She ain't picking up my phone call. Hey, Danny. Hey, boy, call and see where she at.
Oh, man.
Then you calling all your boys because in your head, you know you got caught. So now you thinking she finna do the same shit. So why not just let that shit go? I ain't taking shit to the chin.
Yeah, doing it.
And I'm knock the gavel on
the... but hold on. But like Samson said, though, like, he love her, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like...
She don't love your ass no more. One thing, and it is my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Kind of right, Danny.
No, don't fucking agree with me. Stand 10 toes down.
Right.
Tell me, this is my opinion. I'm not a woman. So women hold that shit in the back of their head at all costs. Like every time you step out with the guys, is this motherfucker going to cheat?
So wait, tell me. How about in marriage?
Ooh.
It's a different aspect in marriage.
Marriage is different.
Yeah.
Because you already say,
what's different? Just the paperwork?
Yeah, nah.
I always think marriage is just a paper that can be torn.
I can hold you.
But now we invested in so much now. As my girl, we ain't investing shit but time.
Okay, so you know what?
That's not fair.
Life is not fair.
No.
Being my wife, we invested because we invest so much because... At the end of the day, we're going to establish some shit. We're going to purchase some shit. We're going to do all this other shit. We got kids. We got this. So we're going to go.
You speaking about a marriage that has like all that going on.
Right. But as a girlfriend and boyfriend, that shit ain't got nothing going on.
Yeah. Nah. Okay. Now, when you say it like that, that's what I'm saying.
You just shacking up.
Yeah. That's big shacking up right there, bro.
Shacking up.
Shacking up is crazy.
So why?
Why take it to the chin?
Take it to the chin.
Yeah. No. You got a point.
So what if it was vice versa?
Uh-huh.
What if you caught her cheating first? Oh, hold up. Let's take your opinion first.
Okay.
What you doing? You going to take it to the chin? Or
I don't like the infidelity thing because I don't like to be in my head. So it's not going to work.
Mm.
That's just bottom line. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work out. Can't do it.
Mm-mm. Because every time we're not together, I'm going to always feel like you're
tossing and turning, coach.
That's what I'm saying.
So you ain't sleeping that night, losing weight, not eating.
I'm not losing weight. No.
Are you going to eat? You still going to eat?
I'm not losing weight.
Why are you saying what's up so much?
Not
for
that. Like fasting.
But it's just not going to work because, I can't trust you.
Yeah.
No, for sure, though.
So let's go vice versa.
Uh-huh.
I'm cheating first. I get caught.
Yeah.
And now you cheat back.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. But so you love him. You love him.
Nah. If I loved you, I wouldn't do that.
That is so
bad. But love don't pay the bills.
He's playing devil's advocate to the right? tee. No,
I had to.
It's not gonna work. It's just not gonna work.
No, man. No, for sure though.
I don't even understand when people say that. Like it was an accident. Like I ain't mean for it. How you mean to cheat? Like I don't get it.
Can we get the deacon's opinion?
Sure.
So deacon, are we taking this to counseling or we gonna just let this shit be?
That nigga out, man. That nigga right there. That nigga out.
So you
man.
Out? With somebody you don't trust.
Yeah.
And you said something about marriage. Marriage is not like it's not society makes you think it's strictly paperwork. But for me, marriage means way more than paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, definitely.
We run away from it because you know, 50-50 when you break up, when you divorce and stuff like that. But for me, marriage is bigger than anything.
I you know what, I feel like society definitely glorifies the bad things of marriage.
Yeah.
You feel the divorce. You know what I'm saying? The alimony, X, Y, and Z, you feel what I'm saying?
I said paperwork because when he said marriage is a different ballgame, I feel like however you treat your relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend, you're setting it up for marriage.
Yeah.
So facts. You should hold that person to that same like standard.
Yeah.
As a girlfriend, as a boyfriend, as a husband, as a wife.
That's why shit don't change.
That's why I said that.
I agree with
you. Motherfucker, you don't know what you want to do because you thought about that. And you was like, God damn.
Bro,
hey, boy,
right,
Danny,
though.
You was right.
Now you right.
No, motherfucker.
You right.
Because at the end of the day, that's how you really feel.
Yeah, because I can't take it. Because especially how you found out she cheated. Let's say it was a video.
Oh
no! What to say if you no?
Yeah, I know that all that changes. Yeah,
we're not coming back from that.
We can't come back from no video.
Damn.
Ain't no chin. Ain't no taking nothing from the chin.
Because it's
you there. You let this nigga record you.
We can't. Yeah, we can't do it.
Can't take it.
We can't. So, we can't pause it.
So beyond that, so you go through her phone and you see it.
Why are you going? Why are you going through the phone?
You were talking to that. Go through the phone then.
Why are you going through the phone?
You go through the phone?
Fuck no.
Oh, thank God.
God. Yeah, God, boy. Thank God, boy.
What? Bless your soul. I would have to put... was going to jump in.
Do you go through... Keep it, player. Keep it.
Keep it real.
This is the way you sound. I don't got the heart.
To go through the phone?
I'll crash out.
Oh, so you gonna go through that phone?
No,
you won't go through the phone because you know what you if you see it,
I will crash out.
So you y'all never went through a phone and didn't find anything?
I don't go through phones. I'm
hold up, I ain't gonna lie. I did I in my younger Apple days, Watch.
And you ain't find nothing.
I found some shit. My whole body got hot.
Damn.
You see, that's why I'm saying
I would have crashed. You green as fuck to yourself.
But, hold up. Like I said, that was my younger days.
How young you talking about?
I was like 22, 23.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I learned from that shit.
So now, so right now, as we speak, like you ain't doing that no more.
Hell, the phone could be unlocked.
That bitch could be unlocked. I can see the nigga calling. I'm not
going.
Oh, wait.
I'm not going
to
pick up.
David with a picture, too. That's not my. She took the time to give her a picture.
Hell no.
That's not my. Hold up.
Not a picture.
No real shit.
You're crazy.
That's not my position. Guess what I'm going to do?
What was that?
You got to get your shit and go. That's not my position to pick up the phone.
He just going
to
bow out gracefully.
Yeah. Like, that's not my position. I'm not on that type of time.
I ain't going to hold you, though. I see that phone. I go and turn it off.
I'm not on that time, but guess what? Now I got one in the back of my head.
Voicemail.
I got it in the back of my head.
Hey, listen, you know with the iPhone nowadays, when you hit the voicemail, you can see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Meech gonna read the voicemail what they say.
Wait, hold on.
Baby, I called you and I just wanted you to know. I know you're around that nigga right now, but call me back when you get around that green ass nigga.
So none of y'all would have picked up the phone and
I will not pick up the phone.
You would have talked to man to man?
I'm not picking up the phone.
Sam would have gone man to man.
You would, bro.
I would have done man to man. Nah, I would have done man to man.
Sam gonna pick up the phone.
I can't do man to man.
No, I'm not gonna pick up the phone. I just got it in the back of my head.
No bullshit. You know, but I'm gonna tell you what happens after that, though. Let's say David do call, but you don't pick up. You don't pick up. You keep it G. You know, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right. Next, you know, maybe a couple days later, man, she's talking and she talks about David. Ooh. Now you like, that shit right here is growing. It's growing.
Wait, will she bring up David to you?
No. Let's say she on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Like work with a homegirl and she's speaking about David or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Now you're like,
oh, she's just having a conversation.
Having a conversation.
But in back of your mind, it's about David.
And like, yo,
David. No, she's like,
she say David.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? David name. Paul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Name drop. Boom. David, this, David, that, da.
You gonna be steaming. Like,
damn.
Play it cool.
Play it cool, right?
Play it cool.
To the end, coach.
Yeah, you never let them see you sweat.
But best believe, I'm never, that shit never left the back of my head anyway.
No, definitely not.
So I got one up on you, I'm out.
No, you're right.
Because now you comfortable talking about this shit in my crib. The nigga already called me. He already called your phone.
What, calling now? He calling now?
Nah, yeah. I'm already packing my shit slowly. I'm just moving my shit out the crib slowly.
Already? But taking out the toothbrush out the bathroom.
You and David could figure this shit out by yourself.
That's how you know niggas pay. When they take that toothbrush, it's a wrap.
Damn. That toothbrush, I'm telling you.
I ain't coming back.
It's
a different ball game. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I try to keep my head. I try to stay focused. I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of temptation.
It's a lot, though.
So that's why I try to stay focused.
I'm not gonna lie. It's a big double standard, though, when it comes to that. Like,
it is.
Niggas, like, they could go on a greaser. 30 females have sex with 30 females.
And we're supposed to just stay there and take
female
it.
Yeah, female have sex with one guy.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
You know why.
Why?
The emotional connection.
Can I ask a question?
Unless she's just a hoe.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Nigga, have you been watching Steve Harvey Show?
Uh-oh.
Who? The Steve Harvey Show, nigga.
Think like a man, motherfucker.
This nigga over here sound like Steve Harvey.
I can never. Why?
Think like a man, motherfucker.
He said some real shit.
Hey, Meech. This nigga Sam, hold on.
Yeah, he said some real shit.
He said some real shit.
That's the reaction you want.
This nigga Sam over here. Hey, Meech. This nigga Sam over here like, hey, tell my girl when we went out, I was out there chilling. Boy, all the chicks was on you last. Sam telling everything.
Oh, that'd be fucked up, though, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, you still my dog, though. I'm gonna fuck with you.
I got no PC in me.
So real quick, so to wrap it up, right? I told you we skipped the third question, and now we on it, right? So this is where we gonna wrap it up right here.
Okay.
All right. This is funny right here. So $10 million. Which one y'all picking? $10 million, or you bring back your dead homie? We're going to start off with Talia.
10 million.
That 10 million.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't got no dear friends, thank God.
See?
So okay, you know, so let's say.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to switch it up then. You know what? We're going to switch it up.
Yeah.
God knows somebody dead. We're going to say parents or grandparents. 10 million or parents or grandparents?
My grandma is still alive.
Okay.
My mom and dad still alive, thank God. I'm still taking the 10 million.
Which was again? What's your background again?
Dominique.
They alive.
Yes.
They alive. Everybody in the island.
Wait, so, but the question is,
which one you pick?
If they was gone.
Uh-huh. Oh, if which, they were. Yeah, if they were gone,
which one would you bring back? Either bring them back or take the
$10 million.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't like thinking
I'm
like
sorry,
that.
But I'm going to take that 10 mil. Sorry. You lived your life.
Granny back?
You lived your life. It's time to live mine.
He said parents or grandparents.
Yeah, I want parents.
You lived your life. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Wow, what a double down. Now, hold up. Time out. Y'all got to understand. They lived their life.
Yeah.
They had all the experience. They did everything for me. So when we do shit when we do shit in this future, in this lifetime, we're doing it to what? The betterment of our kids.
Okay.
You true. Did. You sacrificed so much. Now it's my time to shine. Mm. Thank you so much.
I'm
gonna take this 10 million.
So, okay. So look. So let's flip it. This. So we got kids.
Oh.
If we would have passed, would you want your daughter bring you back?
No, because I did everything I in my power to make your life better. No,
so take the 10 M's.
Take the 10 M's.
Or you get another 10 years with her, 20 years with her.
Take the 10 M's, bro.
Take it, huh?
Take it, because at the end of the day, we got to speak reality of shit.
No, like, for sure, for sure.
Y'all motherfuckers thinking in a fairy tale world.
I kind of agree with that.
In reality, we all lived.
Yeah, for sure.
Now it's your turn.
Take that 10 M's, shit.
Yeah.
Take the 10 M's.
So when my daughter see this, right? Let me tell you something. Better bring me back.
Bring me fucking back.
Bring me back
to the old nigga.
Bring me back. We gonna make 10 mil. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Take them 10 mil, baby. I ain't gonna lie to you. Take them.
Because
I'm gonna take them.
No, damn. No. We know you gonna take that shit.
And I appreciate everything my mama sacrificed to get me these 10 M's.
So, okay, hold on. So, Sam, how are you? What you doing?
Fuck.
Sam gonna agree with what I just said.
Nah.
So yeah, what's that? What you gonna pick, man?
I'm not
from all three options: the homeboy, parents, or grandparents.
Yeah.
But
this shit making this shit a science project.
Now you know why.
All the recipe shirts. Go ahead, dog.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. All right. My mom.
Let's talk about the homeboy.
Legends never die.
Legends never die.
If you, what you picking, the 10 million or bringing back your dog? Which one?
He hearing you right now.
You know it.
That's tough, bro.
Fuck it. Hey, give my dog a tissue.
Bring my dog back, man. Give
my dog a tissue. Bring my dog a tissue, man. He need a tissue.
Hey, bring my dog back.
But you know what's so funny, man? Like, what happened? Like, let's say you do that, your dog, you know, your dog came back, and then your dog's like, damn, bro, you know, I appreciate you, man.
But why, like, you to the 10 M's, nigga?
Yeah, like, why you to the 10 M's?
Like, why you brought me back?
Now we both broke.
Now we both broke.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, no, we ain't broke. Now he want money off you.
You know what? All right, you know what?
I'll switch it. Hey,
I'll take the RIP posts. You know what I'll do?
Uh-huh.
I'll take the 10 M's. Any homies I lost, break bread to their families.
Okay.
You heard this guy? This nigga think he FEMA now.
Hey.
He think he FEMA now.
Hey, you see?
God, what you mean? You want to give back.
Because
no
if I'm getting the 10 M's only to soul because I'm not bringing you back, it's only right for me to give.
But money never satisfies that comfort of losing somebody.
Wait, say that again?
Money never satisfies the comfort of losing somebody.
Yeah, I feel you. But
so what that money you just did for them?
What, for their family?
Yeah, probably catch up on bills.
What you mean?
Stuff they had to take care
of. Nigga, you give anybody $1,000 right now, nigga, they'll do something.
I ain't giving money to no motherfucking body. Fuck it. I'm being real, because
you hard.
They not that don't satisfy the comfort of having their loved ones next to them.
You right. That's facts.
So I'm gonna take the 10 M's and I'm gonna do what is best for me.
Nah, I'd rather, but if I'm getting the 10 M's because I'm not bringing back.
Nah, okay. Now, if you say, okay, boy, meet you ain't gonna have to worry about, I got your kids. Sam, you ain't gotta worry about, I got them.
That's part of that's,
no, motherfucker, because you give that shit to an adult, the mama.
They finna blow that
bag. They finna blow the bag.
But that's all
but if you if I say, hey, I got your kids, I'm a okay, hold that
so
shit down.
So basically, take that bread. Put a separate account just for the kids. Mm. That's what you're trying to say. Don't give it to the family.
No, hold the kids down at the end of the day. Okay. Because the family going to blow that
but
shit.
But they ain't got kids.
I'm glad he dead. Look all this money we got. Mm. But with the kids, they don't know no better.
Nah, yeah.
I'm going to take care of your jits.
You right.
You good. It's a different ball game.
Yeah, lying though.
Yeah.
It's a different ball game. So you never have to worry about your kids a day in your life. When you gone, just know they're good with me. You gonna get that shit to their parents, your dog, mama, daddy, and they gonna be
that
like,
"That boy's catching up on some shit."
Now your kid fucked up.
But what if he would want that though?
Your mom, your kid, but your kid fucked up. Your kid wearing Shaq Jordan now.
No, we can't look that
way. Shaq Jordan.
Shaq Jordan. Shaq says
shit, man. No, but I'm just saying.
Don't forget where you came from.
Yeah, I haven't lost Shaq Jordan.
But I'm just saying. Now you got to look at that. I call it Shaq Jordan because Shaq Duncan. I don't.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
With two heads.
I have a question for y'all too.
What's the question?
Go ahead. Go ask that question.
Why is it that black men do not hold each other accountable for certain behavior?
Repeat that
damn,
one more time.
Boy, I ain't gonna lie,
I could break it down a little more if you
okay,
need.
Go ahead.
For example, let's say your homeboy, let's put y'all two. Meech got a good girl at home. Mm-hmm. Y'all out. Mm-hmm. But Meech doing some whole shit. Mm-hmm. Why not check your homeboy? Like, come on, bro. Like, you know, I ain't. Y'all don't hold each other accountable.
And you
say, wait,
hold on, though. You say black man. Or,
yes.
Okay.
Black man.
Okay. Wait, are we being honest before? Because I don't want to burn the house down. Are we being honest? If we be honest, I'll be honest.
I feel like
y'all feel like
we don't got to bring up personal. We just speaking in general.
All right. So, in general, I do. If we just go,
you do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
If,
okay, that's
if
good.
They're married.
Oh, so
nah,
this is
I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying?
No, bro, you can't do that though. I'm gonna keep it clear.
That's not your business.
That's not my business. I'm gonna go the opposite way.
So because
you know what you got
if you married, nah,
you know what you got at the crib. So despite what I say, you're gonna do what the fuck you want to do, regardless.
Would,
not
so,
around me.
Would that, so would that change if let's say if you knew his girl?
Yeah, sure
it doesn't
do.
Change because I can
it
tell
does,
you,
it doesn't change.
Up. I could say, hey, bro, dog, why you doing that when you got a good woman at the crib?
Uh-huh.
And you say, fuck what you talking about?
Okay, by all means, okay, fuck it, go ahead, do your thing.
No, but so you can't hold your boy accountable, but would he listen to you? That's just like your vice versa with women. Are you really gonna listen to your girl even though you like this? You like the vibe and you like the
we
way
had
shit going?
Conversations.
So therefore,
absolutely.
You can tell your boy all day, hey, mm-hmm. bro, that's fucked up. And I'm cool with, I'm no, calling no. your girl sis. Come
but,
on.
But look, Danny, I'm taking it a step farther. I'm saying, like, if he married, I'm cock blocking. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
no,
I'm,
but don't
I'm
say just it. Marriage because remember what you said earlier.
Yeah, you gotta do the
you
same
build
thing.
That.
Once you say that vow is different. That's what I'm trying to say.
But he in a relationship.
You in a relationship. No.
But
remember
you didn't
she
say
said
vow
earlier.
Your relationship.
Remember she said earlier.
But did you
the
say
boyfriend
vow.
And girlfriend conversation.
But did you remember say a vow?
But
yeah, they vowed to each other
and
they was fucking.
Yeah,
nah,
right.
bro.
Y'all in a relationship. So,
no,
okay,
you
so
could be in a
if
relationship.
Your homeboy got a girlfriend, you not saying nothing. But if that girlfriend turned into her
a wife,
wife. Now
yes.
you going to say something?
Yes.
I think you got to say something the first time.
I'm going to say something the first time. Let me tell you the difference. Once you say a vow in front of a congregation of people or whatever,
even the deacon don't agree with the shit you say right now. Get the fuck out of here.
Because that's the deacon. Don't listen to the deacon now. The deacon ain't the deacon all the time. The deacon ain't the deacon.
Don't the deacon just want money for the church. Yeah. Man.
The deacon just waiting for the collection plate.
Oh,
for real. Lock
listen,
the doors right now.
Lock the doors.
Lock the doors.
Nah, but this is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like when you take that step to mm-hmm. say, this is my wife, all this extra shit. That's you taking it to a different level. Whether we try to downplay it or not, you taking it to a different level. So once you take it to that step, now I'm holding you to that standard. Now mm-hmm. that you saying,
You feel me? You this your wife?
I'm not gonna agree to that. So you can have your own.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, you have to start from somewhere.
Correct.
So if you're gonna wait till you married to start that shit for your homeboy, bro, come you on, fucking bro. Your dog up.
Cause Sam, think about it. Think about it. You and your homeboy, y'all out, and y'all always get down like that. Now I'm a husband. Now you're gonna tell me like, come on, bro.
Guaranteed.
But I've been like this all this time.
But now you're a husband. Now it's not all the time. It's not the same time like last time.
It's always the same time.
No, it's not. Yo, I will. You will be talking to a female. I'm gonna say he's a married man.
Ooh.
I will tell them that.
I want you to do that while I got a girlfriend.
I
want you to do that while I got a girlfriend because my mind is focused.
You
on
need
her.
To condition my but head
didn't
to be
didn't we
like,
agree that leaving a marriage is way more harder than leaving just boyfriend girlfriend? It's simpler, right? Didn't you say that?
Exactly, but at the end of hold up. That's a whole different conversation though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You grooming me to be that perfect husband.
Mm-hmm.
So why won't you tell me, hey bro, what you doing is fucked up as a boyfriend.
Right. So if they engage, you gonna say something?
Yeah.
No, they're not married.
We didn't stand in front of the congregation.
They didn't go in front of the congregation.
You engaged, homie.
But they
you
didn't engage. Go in front of the congregation.
But you engaged. You already saying this
you're
is
you're contradicting.
But listen, this is what I'm saying.
Bro, because they didn't go in front of the congregation.
Okay.
They said I do.
But look.
My dog asked to marry her in front of people. Being in front of people
can
is
I tell
not
you
congregation
why? Can I tell you why?
The pastor.
But can I tell you why? You still taking that next step, that next level.
You didn't know, motherfucker.
This is your wife. This is the person.
That's not your wife. A fiance is not a wife.
So you're just saying that boyfriend girlfriend does not hold weight when it comes down to that situation in the sense of
you're not
looking out for your dog.
The roles have reversed. Your girl cheating on you,
mm-hmm.
and her home girl say, "You know what? You got a man at home. Don't do that."
They do that.
I don't give a fuck. That's what you assume. But once again, you expect her home girl to say,
"No,
you
I
gonna
don't."
You go to her home girl to say, "Why you let my girl cheat on
me?" Hell no.
Okay. I just want to.
Hell
it's the same
no.
shit. I think he's lying.
No, not
he's lying.
No, not you.
Whoever's watching this,
I'm telling
on
you,
Sam's behalf.
You see, I said hell no, right?
Okay.
If I said hell no, it's hell no. Listen, if you're a female next to a woman that's a wife and she's moving how she move, you as a wife, you're going to accept that to do the same shit. That's what I'm saying. As a husband, I ain't doing that. We ain't moving how we used to move when we was, you know, just not
So what's
husbands.
The point of asking her to marry you if you going to do that shit?
Because you saying you done with the book. Like, all the bullshit you used to do is over with.
I understand his perspective.
But I'm going to do it while I'm married.
No.
Right. You're going to do the same
I'm
shit.
I'm already like that fact. As a boyfriend, so as a husband.
Nah, me, do you concur with the bullshit Sam
said? Come on, dog. Me, stop.
He's relying on you. He been waiting on you. He been waiting on you. Keep it player.
No, I'm going to keep it player. Wait, hold on.
Don't try to add no bullshit. Let me get the words out.
Remember, your point is you wouldn't say something regardless. Remember that.
Yeah, you said if I'm not going to say it when they marry, I'm not going to say nothing at all.
You're not saying nothing regardless.
It's no point.
Okay.
Because once again,
they said they're going to do what
they
want to
do. They're going to want to do the fuck they're going to want to do regardless.
Okay, so boom. So your point is you're not going to say nothing.
It's over with. Because at the end of the day,
you're not caught blocking in doing nothing.
You're going to do what you want to do.
Speaking when they married.
When they married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am agreeing with you.
Okay.
You agree with him.
I agree with him.
You're not saying nothing. Oh, wait, what time out?
You got to think about that.
No. What time I out. Said was, I already advised, even before the marriage shit, because you're going solely off marriage.
Yeah.
I'm going to advise you like, yo, why are you doing this? You know you got what you got at home.
Wait, so
not
you
said that one time.
No.
Though.
Oh, yeah, definitely one time though. Definitely
that's
one time.
It.
Hold on, yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, definitely
but
one
I said
though.
That earlier.
Well,
I said
what?
I'm gonna tell you this one time.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna do what you want to do regardless. I'm gonna turn my back.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I stated.
Okay. Yeah. So you just gonna say one time?
That's
hold on. Yeah, one time. Yeah.
Because
time,
at the end of the day, you know what you got.
Okay.
And if you want to fucking lose that at home, that's on you.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna be with you and not call your wife or your girl sis. Like, hey, what we? I could come to the crib, open the door.
So
no.
if he do
yeah,
what he
want to
do, and the next time y'all go out, he do
it's
it again.
No next time for me with him.
He's not gonna say
okay, okay, okay.
No,
so
I
say what I'm saying. Because
your girl gonna look at me when the shit falls down, like it always
he
do.
Knew.
But see, that's the thing though. Like if I like you said, like oh that's my sis or whatever. Yeah, I don't think my conscience is not gonna allow that. Like you know, this nigga sliding. What you I'm let him know, like, hey, you know, you got to chill, homie. Just vibe. Now, again, if he turns around and do his own thing,
that's on him.
I could go to sleep at night now. I'm good. I'm straight.
I'm on a bitch to go knock a bitch down like motherfucking Ray Lewis and shit. Go tackle a bit right off the bat.
Sam ain't say that.
Nah, I ain't say that.
You think Sam you?
But I'm glad.
No, I'm saying he didn't, but that's how he acting.
No. You see, you gotta say. I think if a female say it, he gonna agree. I haven't agreed yet.
He said, I got one time to tell you, and that's on you.
Oh, man.
Nah, so you want her to be on your side, but it is okay.
No. I don't want nobody to be on your side.
And I'm gonna tell you, I learned this shit saying, it's okay. I learned that shit. It's okay.
Listen, it's
so
me
shit over. All shit fails. It's okay.
Did you learn that in therapy?
I watched a therapy session.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I asked that question because I feel like them conversations are not being had amongst like black men. Like, yeah, like I ain't gonna lie, tighten up or whatever. Like those important conversations, it just be like, well, that's not my business.
But you know so what's so funny? Some niggas be weird though, right? So let's say like. If I be like, yo, bro, hey, you need to chill.
They go back to the girl. Go say, yo, this man can't tell
you
know me.
Like, or if you try to like, if you're like animated about it, like, yo, you need to chill. Like, whoop. Now in his mind, he may think like, man, why are you so pressed, nigga? Like, you trying to get my girl and like, some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But them ain't your real niggas, dolls though. Them green ass.
Oh no, for sure,
He always had his eye on your girl anyway.
Long time ago. Long time ago.
He's just waiting for you to slip because he gonna go back with the viz and be like, boy, look what
green ass nigga.
You know,
but you know what? Let me ask you a question though. Why do men want to like fuck on like other men girls like all the time?
It's an ego thing.
That's weird.
Or is it like a celebrity thing?
It's an ego thing.
Ego thing.
Because it's like, okay, me chatter. I know I could get her. When they get her, now you feel like you conquered something.
Eskimo bros.
That's weird, though.
That's what it's called.
Nah, that's some fuck niggas Eskimo that's out bros. There for real.
Ew.
Nah, for sure. It's a lot of fuck niggas out here.
It's a lot of fuck niggas
especially
out there.
In Miami,
but girls do that, too. Girls do that, too. Niggas get way more play when they got somebody. You don't notice? That's when other women want you.
Once a nigga put a ring on, every woman want him.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to put me one on. Shit.
What are you crazy?
I'm bullshit. But nah, that's the way it goes. That only happens because at the end of the day, somebody got something to lose. So they get a fucking hard on for shit like that. Like, I know this nigga got something to lose. I'm finna fuck with him. Because I ain't got shit. I'm an ain't shit ass bitch. So therefore, why? This nigga got the world in front of him. So women always want somebody that got something to lose in that aspect.
And women be thinking too, like, how you treat her is how you gonna treat me. Facts. So if I see you flying her out, shopping, all this, that, shit, yeah. Okay, I talk to him, I'm gonna get the same type of treatment.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't giving you that treatment. That was for somebody, you're a shit eater.
Damn.
Real man. Shit, I'm not gonna give a slut some type of, because it is what it is. This is the sole purpose of you.
Right. If you know I have somebody and you still trying to talk to me, I automatically, we know what we
How that for. Shit go, yeah. The same way you got them is the same way you lose them?
You lose them. Mm-hmm.
For sure, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane, for real though. But listen, though, we're gonna wrap it up. I feel like this part was a great part though. I like this part, but
still ain't this shit still in my head about the bullshit Sam on over here. I ain't gonna lie.
Sam always on some bullshit.
Hey,
though.
I feel like I was on no bullshit. Hey, I was honest.
Whoever watching on Sam's behalf, he did an awesome job.
Awesome job, man. PR stunt in the back.
My man.
You feel what I'm saying? But not again, appreciate y'all for tuning in to episode 8. Lit Talk Podcast. We had Talia in the building. You know what I'm saying? And today, again, great pod, man.
Great
pod,
bro.
Hey, make sure y'all go call that number, man. Give y'all input
on your shit. Talk your shit, all right? Talk your shit. That's the new thing we got going on. You know what I'm saying? Leave a voicemail and just go ahead and say whatever you got to say. If you want to talk about Samson not doing therapy, talk about it.
If you want to talk about Sam with the bullshit today.
Yeah, for sure. Call in right now. I don't know nobody.
If you love Sam, you can just talk about that too.
Oh, yeah,
man.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? You can talk about anything. You feel what I'm saying? You can talk about Danny kneecaps. You know, it doesn't
see,
matter.
There you go with the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Again,
my kneecaps last episode. God damn. But yeah, y'all tap in with Talk Your Shit, man.
Please subscribe to us on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We also on TikTok, Instagram, all that. You know what I'm saying? Again, we're closing out episode 8. We appreciate y'all. Talia, thank you for coming through.
It was a pleasure.
Yes.
clap, Joe Sue, damn it.
Clap, clap, clap. And we out.
All right.
Oh, man.
That was good job, man.
Hey, bro, stop talking about my kneecap.
I mean, that's